I had such a good time in the Word of God this morning as some more wonderful golden nuggets of truth were brought to my attention. First of all, I was thinking about the previous time of our visiting together about the golden nuggets of truth and the value of God's Word. How valuable the Word of God truly is, beloved. Again, as we read in Psalm 119 and verse 72, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Beloved, God's Word is more valuable because God's Word is filled with truth. God's Word gives us wisdom. God's Word gives us understanding, knowledge of the future. God's Word unlocks and opens up what real living is all about. It gives us purpose and reason for living, knowing the truth, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, knowing God the Father as our Heavenly Father, being indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For when we accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior, God sent the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. John chapter 3 and verse 6 tells us, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." And when an individual realizes that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, opens their heart and invites Christ in, they find joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, beloved, what a blessing it is to know the living Christ. And God's Word, that's why it's better than thousands of gold and silver. Again, in Psalm 119 and verse 127, "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." Oh, beloved, it's above fine gold the Word of God is. How valuable it is, and yet how often we take it for granted, and how often we allow things of this world that will pass away and do not last and do not endure to have our attention rather than focusing on the eternal and upon that which will not pass away. The things of this world are temporary, but the eternal things, beloved, will never pass away. And God's Word is one of those eternal things which will never pass away. I'm reminded of a passage of Scripture that's repeated about four times in the Word of God, which tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word shall not pass away. And thus, when we invest time in the Word of God, we're investing in a nugget of truth that will last and that will endure, that will not pass away. Again, in Psalm 119 and 162, I read these words, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil," meaning great treasure. Oh, yes, beloved, God's Word is more valuable than gold and silver. It's more valuable because God's Word opens the door to heaven. God's Word opens the door to victory. God's Word opens the door to deliverance from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin. It's more valuable, I say, than gold and the things that this world has to offer. Beloved, don't you love God's Word? I hope you love the Word of the Lord and have fallen in love and have found how wonderful the testimonies and the truths of God's Word are. In Psalm 111, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, beloved, in reading God's Word and finding these nuggets of truth, it makes my heart to rejoice. It makes my heart to delight and to soar. In verse 97 of Psalm 119, Oh, how love I thy law! It is the meditation, it is my meditation all the day. Oh, beloved, to meditate upon God's Word, to think upon it, to feast and feed our soul upon it. What a blessing is the Word of God. And also 113 of Psalm 119, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. I love the law of God. I love the Word of God. And then, beloved, Psalm 127, Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, than fine gold. O beloved, loving the Word of God. Verse 119 of Psalm 119, Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. The testimonies of the Lord God found in the Word of God that tells of God's dealings with the wicked and the ungodly, and how that God looks after and cares for the righteous. O beloved, how wonderful to feed our soul upon these truths of God's Word and to feast in the truth of the living God. I hope today you'll spend time in His Word, allowing the Spirit of God to teach you truth. Till next time. Bye now.